אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hello, my name is Avi Efrat and I'm from Fantastic Framing.
Avi, I'm hosting you on my program today because we are in the middle of the lockdown and you are the owner of quite a few shops around Australia in the capital cities, especially in Sydney. We are very curious to find out what is happening to small businesses during lockdown and how can you survive?
Yes, so thank you for the question. I just want to connect the audience first of all about us. We are called Fantastic Framing and we have multiple stores all around Australia and especially as you said in Sydney. And what we do, we sell picture frame, we sell art, and we support a lot of artists and gallery basically to distribute their artworks to all the household and everybody that is actually purchasing the artwork. We support a lot of big organizations that are actually working together with us. And for us, COVID, it was like a roller coaster for us. And when COVID started, we recognized the change of all the lockdowns in Sydney, in Melbourne. It was a very stressful time in the beginning. But what we tried to do is to try to shift our business more to do online, meaning we spoke to a lot of organizations. I'll give you, for example, two of them that we are working, which are very, very big. One of them is called Blue Thumb Art, which is a very large organization that sells original artwork for Australian artists. And there is another one that's called Greenhouse, that they are basically leaders in the interior design in Australia and even in the world. And basically, we are distributing all of their artworks. What we did, we moved our business to online. We educate all of our clients, guys, let's move online. You're selling it in your gallery. Let us frame it. Let us pick it. Let us ship it. This is how they came to Fantastic Framing. Hey, it sounds like a good idea. Let's make it happen. We gave to the galleries and to the artists, we gave them a share from the sale that everybody will be happy. The client is happy. The artist is happy or the gallery. And the framers are happy, which is us. And it was a win-win situation for everyone. And this is basically how we adjusted. We moved online. If we would not have the online, I would say to you that probably we would not survive the COVID. Because, you know, when you have five lockdowns in Melbourne or you have the lockdown now in Sydney and you don't have the online orders, it's very, very hard to do it. And this is basically how we cope in the COVID.
We are talking to Avi Efrat. He is the owner of Fantastic Framing. And you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Avi, I know that you came here after the army as a tourist, or as a traveler, backpacker. Can you please tell us how you came from absolutely nothing to building such a business? What motivated you and how did it start?
So basically, I came from Israel, as you mentioned, and I have been in the special forces over there in the commando, and I've been there an officer, and I served under a very high-pressure environment. And when I finished, you know, I just wanted to travel, you know, like just to take off the pressure that I had back then in the army. I came to Australia and to New Zealand, traveled over here in the most beautiful country, in my opinion, in the world. And then when I was traveling, I looked a little bit on universities. So I was all the time curious to do one of my degrees overseas. And then I started to study in UTS in Sydney, a business degree. And while I was studying, I was applying even to a cafe. And then I had like a friend that came from the States. He said, hey, I'm selling like door-to-door in markets and a little bit online. I'm selling oil painting from Bali, you know, like a dog with a sunglasses and cigar, or a monkey with a headphone, or like things that are like very fun and you know, like
well, not the Picasso or Monet.
Yeah. But it was a very fun, and you can start easily a conversation with a client. He showed me how he sell it door to door, and I basically hated it. I didn't like it. I said, man, I cannot do it. You know, he said to me, look, you have to try it. Give it a try. And then I tried it for a week. It was really bad for me. And then one night after a week with no sale, in one night I made $600. You know, when I was 24, I said, man, this is good. The client is happy. I'm happy. And I'm starting to feel the potential. And then slowly, slowly, I call to another friend and to another friend. No support, no loan from the bank, nothing. Another friend and another friend, another supplier. I order more and more. One team, two team, three team. And then it was 10 teams all around Australia. And then when people were buying the art door-to-door, market or online, they ask, hey, can you frame it? And then slowly, slowly, we started actually to make the frame. And the framing, this is when it was introduced, all the time people came back to us and we increased our relationship with clients, with artists, with interior designers. And then the framing took over all the artwork. We did as well a mobile service. So you just click, hey, I need to frame photos. We send to you one of the guys. We have like 12 vans all around Australia. You just send enter. Someone is coming to you like Uber. Comes to you. They collect, you know, the artworks and then they drop it into the shop, make the frame, and then basically they deliver it back. So this is how the business basically grew up.
It's amazing.
And, it was a really nice journey. And now we are adapting into the online, much more with the online.
Well, it seems with COVID, you didn't have much of a choice because with the lockdown, you just can't sell anything.
Yes, it's very hard with the store. So you have to, my view as well, I didn't even say to you, Nitsa, before when we had a chat, if the government, for example, would give now a grant for other businesses, because my message is for other businesses, you have to adapt to the situation. You have to move your business a little bit more to do online. If, for example, now you had from the government a grant, $15,000 or $20,000 to improve your websites, to actually force small businesses. And the message I want to give to other people is that you have to invest if you want to survive or to have a few different channels for your business. And it's any business, you know. But if, for example, the government will give you $15,000 to improve your website, to contact a web developer, to have another channel, it will save a lot of businesses or give them a bit more income, you know, with the client, which is really, really great.
That's a very optimistic outlook and advice. And I'm really happy that you managed to survive the lockdown. And I'm sure you'll do really well together with your shops when we're out of the lockdown and the online business that you established. You didn't have much of a choice. You had to do it. Avi Efrat from Fantastic Framing. Thank you so much and good luck. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.